at the 1-5 yard line. Where's that going, you think?
Where do you mean that? Where do we sit? Like,
well, how do you feel about it as a strategic weapon? We see. I think we see. You would know much better than might be, but it seems that it's happening more and more often.
It is. You know, it's following the course that I thought it would. You know, a lot of defensive-minded head coaches, like, for example, you see John Harbaugh last week. First play, they end up hitting it corner right, you know, outside the numbers, mm-hmm. and they end up getting a turnover right there. Right. So they end up starting the ball on the 6 yard line. So I think it's kind of fallen the course I thought it was. I think there's more returns, and we'll just see. Hopefully we can keep executing.
Do you think it's a rule that will have to be reversed from the NFL because it's really not achieving the purpose that they intended to in the first place?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what that purpose is. I understand what they were trying to get done. But I also know that it can become a weapon for some teams. So, you know, whether they're going to change that or not, I don't know the injury stuff right now. I can't tell you that. I just know I'm glad to see more kickoffs in the game, to be honest with you.
Is it a finesse kick for Brandon? And how is he doing with it?
He's doing pretty well. You know, I wouldn't say it's a finesse kick. You just have to make sure that you don't get too much on it, if that makes sense. You know, I mean, it's just if you're 2 yards short and somebody or 2 yards deep, somebody wants to keep it in, like they did against Indy at our place. You know, that's their prerogative. But we'll see how it goes from here.
Yeah, in altitude, it seems like he shakes his head a couple times when it ends up in the end zone.
Yeah, but I mean, also on those, you know, you don't know if we're hitting it deep or we're just cornering the ball. So you know, that's a game to game. Situation to situation.
With getting the ball at the 25-yard line, is it worth taking the risk of taking the ball? I know, like, Cody could break it, could take it to the 40, but is it worth that risk because you have to get to the 25-yard line or you made a mistake?
Yeah, right? we what we have is what we call returner mechanics, and on one of those that you're talking about, wasn't real good returner mechanics. You know, we're going to give them a spot to try to go out on, and, you know, guys are going to get juiced up, and they're going to try to make a play sometimes. But the one that he broke to the, you know, he almost broke it to the house, but the one that he broke to the, I think it was to the 47, you know, that was perfect. He was coming forward. I think he was maybe a yard deep right there. It was a good play. So he got a plus on that and a minus on the other one. So I thought he had his best game last week. You know, that was a just like this week. I mean, you know, every week we go in, it seems like everybody has a returner. And you look at this guy right here, this 11 that we're playing, he's pretty darn good. If you put in his preseason stuff, he's averaging 15-2 and a touchdown with the 73-yarder. So getting back to Riley, I thought he did a great job of putting the ball up in the air and putting the ball on the sideline, which is what you need to do against Adam Jones.
How do you get the guys in coverage to kind of make sure they're aggressive but don't go over the line and don't take the penalty like Capri did on kickoff?
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, that was one of those plays that we turned in, and it's a situation that we want to always be right on the edge, but not taking a chance like that. So, you know, that was corrected, and, you know, that stuff's going to happen. It happens on offense, happens on defense, and we just need to make sure it doesn't happen for us right there because obviously that gave him another 15 yards of field position.
On that block extra point, was this some blocking thing or a good play by them?
Well, first of all, that Marcus Hunt already has one. You know, I don't know if we talked about him last week, but he's 6'9". He's got a big old long wingspan, and I don't think we got as firm as we should have been right there. It's also you know you have to be careful where you line up on the center, and that was another play that was turned in. So we got to continue to work on that.
Coach Bucks have a young rookie kicker who's had his share of ups and downs. Is that pretty usual for a young guy at that position, especially a guy who's coming in that highly drafted?
Yeah, you know, you see some of those guys that have trouble at the start, but the guy opposite is like Blair Walsh. He came in and you know, had a Pro Bowl year his rookie year and has had some struggles at times since. So, you know, it's a hot and cold position, and right now, you know, he's struggling a little bit, and it's our job to make sure he keeps struggling. You know, we want to keep pressure on him, and he's a good field goal kicker. We saw him in college, and, you know, hopefully we can affect him.
How tough is it to gauge for kickers and punters the mental side of that? Because everything, it seems like it's not a physical thing, but it's kind of a mental. He's talked to a psychiatrist at some point.
Yeah, you know, it's mental, but it's a lot more physical than you think. You know, when they get offline a little bit, when they get out of whack with just their tempo and their steps and all that stuff, it's a little bit more physical than what you think. But there's no question that the mental side of it's huge with those guys. It's just you got to keep working with them and know he's a young player.
you almost have to kind of be a psychologist almost sometimes with these guys?
There's a lot of people who call me a lot of things, and a psychologist isn't one of them, that's for sure.
What are some of the other ones?
Ask some of the players. I'm sure they have some real good names for me.
Anything else?
Okay. All right, guys and ladies, thanks.